Japanese。
阿欢，
你好，香港、澳门、大陆。
Japanese Class 101。
Upper Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 21. Do you want to have a traditional Chinese wedding? Hi everyone, welcome to CantoneseClass101.com. I'm Gabriella.
大家好，我是 Olivia.
And we're here with Upper Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 21. Do you want to have a traditional Chinese wedding?
你想不想行中式婚礼呢?
And where does the conversation take place?
是在一对情侣的家，他们谈论着婚礼想怎么搞。
Right, the couple is talking about how they want their wedding.
在这一课呢，你可以学到很多关于婚礼的用词的。
And as usual, they'll be using casual Cantonese. Let's listen to the conversation.
亨尼，我们搞一个中式婚礼，你觉得怎样？
不好，我喜欢西式多一点。我仲想着婚纱走花门宣誓啊！
但是中式婚礼的话，你仲可以着旗袍，你身材咁好，唔着旗袍嘥晒啦。
虽然系咁讲，但系咁我几时可以着婚纱啊？
影婚纱相嗰阵咪可以着咯，你想试几多件都得。
好，唔好反口啊！着婚纱结婚是我一世人的梦想啊。
Now let's listen to the same conversation at a slower speed.
Honey, 我们搞一个中式婚礼，你觉得怎样？
不好，我喜欢西式多一点。我还想着婚纱走花门宣誓啊。
但是中式婚礼的话，你仲可以着旗袍，你身材咁好，唔着旗袍嘥晒啦。
虽然系咁讲，但系咁我几时可以着婚纱啊？
影婚纱相嗰阵咪可以着咯，你想试几多件都得。
好，唔好反口啊！着婚纱结婚系我一世人嘅梦想啊！
Let's now listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Honey, 我们搞一个中式婚礼，你觉得怎样？
Honey, let's have a traditional Chinese wedding. What do you think?
不好，我喜欢西式多一点。我还想着婚纱走花门宣誓啊。
No way, I like the Western style. I want to wear a wedding gown, walk through a flower arch and say the vows.
但是中式婚礼的话，你还可以着旗袍，你身材这么好，不着旗袍嘥晒啦。
But if we do it the traditional way, you can wear a chongsam. It'd be a waste not to show off your perfect body in a chongsam.
虽然是这样说，但是那我几时可以着婚纱啊？
That's true, but then when can I wear a wedding gown?
影婚纱相那时候就可以着咯。你想试几多件都得。
When we take our pre-wedding photos, you can try on as many gowns as you want.
好，唔好反口啊！着婚纱结婚系我一世人嘅梦想啊。
Okay, keep your promise. Getting married in a wedding gown is the dream of my life. So in Hong Kong weddings, people can choose between Chinese and Western styles. Which one is more common nowadays?
其实现在很多婚礼都是中西参半的，有些人就会上午行中式，最主要就是接新娘和在吉时斟茶给长辈，然后夜晚婚宴那时候就行西式着婚纱入场的。
East meets West weddings, that's interesting. So some couples do the Chinese wedding rituals in the morning and then have a Western style banquet in the evening.
是啊，也有些人调转，选上午在教堂行礼，然后夜晚先搞中式饮宴，到时先斟茶给长辈和着旗袍。
While some people choose to have the ceremony at a church during the day, and then have a Chinese banquet in the evening.
主要都是看看对新人和家人传不传统啦。
I see, so which one do you prefer, Olivia?
我想啊，旅行结婚最好啦，不用烦嘛。
Okay, now let's take a look at the vocabulary and phrases. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
中式,
Chinese style.
中式, 中式.
Next is
西式,
Western style.
西式, 西式.
Next,
婚禮,
wedding.
婚禮, 婚禮.
Next is
婚紗,
wedding gown.
婚紗, 婚紗.
The next word is
宣誓,
vow, to make a vow.
宣誓, 宣誓.
Next,
旗袍,
청삼, Chinese dress.
旗袍, 旗袍.
And next is
晒,
to waste.
晒, 晒.
Next,
婚紗相,
pre-wedding photos.
婚紗相, 婚紗相.
Then we have
反口,
to go back on one's word.
反口, 反口.
And the last word is
梦想,
dream.
梦想, 梦想.
Let's take a closer look at some of these words and phrases. Our first word is 청삼, or Chinese dress.
旗袍.
That's the dress Chinese people wear on special occasions, isn't it?
是啊,以前就多一點,近年在香港好像除了婚禮和選美之外就很少見了。 不過香港有些學校的女學生校服是旗袍設計來的。
As a school uniform too. Wow, that I didn't know.
其實行中式婚禮的時候,除了穿旗袍,還可以穿裙褂。裙褂是分上下身兩件頭的,而且鬆身一點,比穿旗袍舒服一點。
So apparently, other than a 청삼, some brides wear something called a Chinese-style wedding gown. It has a loose fit and is separated into upper and lower parts. So it must be much more comfortable to wear than a 청삼.
是啊,不過我覺得穿旗袍有女人味一點。Yes,
a 청삼 seems to be able to turn every woman into a graceful lady. Now let's take a look at the second word, to go back on one's word.
反口.
It's funny that the two characters are anti and mouth.
是啊,用來說一些人說過的話不算數。
So you can use it when someone broke their promise.
所以對話裡面就有這句, 不要反口啊!
Yes, in the dialogue, the bride-to-be was reminding her fiancé not to break his promise. Let's hear it again.
不要反口啊! 不要反口啊!
And now on to the grammar.
It's grammar time!
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use the expression
曬曬.
It means that something is not cherished the way it deserves to be, that it has a greater value but goes unseen, so it's such a pity. In the dialogue, we hear
你身材這麼好,不穿旗袍,浪費了啦!
Literally, you have such a nice body, not wearing a 청삼 is a waste.
用的時候先講個好的條件,然後現實發生的事,最後先加你的感想。
Yes, first talk about the advantage, and what's happening in reality, then finish the sentence with
浪費了.
Right. Olivia, can you give us some more examples?
當然啦,例如, 你讀這麼多書,做事已經浪費了啦。
You've studied so much, it's such a waste to work as a waiter.
她這麼美女,竟然跟個肥佬一起,真是浪費了。
It's such a waste for a pretty girl like her to be dating that fat guy.
在這個情況下,可能有人會說, 一朵鮮花插在牛糞上的。
That's such a visual expression. A flower stuck into a pile of cow manure. You guys are really creative.
是的.
So back to our grammar point.
浪費.
There are many more phrases using the character to waste.
浪費.
For example,
浪費錢.
Waste of money.
浪費電.
Waste of electricity.
浪費氣.
Waste of breath or energy.
浪費時間.
Waste of time.
浪費口水.
Literally, waste of saliva. It means a waste of energy in trying to convince or persuade someone.
是啊，我们加了很多例句在 Lesson Note 里面，记住看看哦。
So now, don't waste your time and start reviewing. Well, that's all for this lesson.
Get instant access to all of our language learning lessons.
With any subscription, instantly access our entire library of audio and video lessons.
Download the lessons or listen or watch online.
Put them on your phone or another mobile device and listen, watch and learn anywhere.
Lessons are organized by level, so progress in order, one level at a time.
Or skip around to different levels. It's up to you.
Instantly access them all right now at CantoneseClass101.com.
Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time. Goodbye, everyone.
今日就讲住咁多先啦，下次见。
Honey, 我哋搞一个中式婚礼，你觉得点啊？
唔好，我鍾意西式多啲，我仲想着婚纱、走花门、宣誓啊。
但系中式婚礼嘅话，你仲可以着旗袍，你身材咁好，唔着旗袍嘥晒啦。
虽然系咁讲，但系咁我几时可以着婚纱啊？
影婚纱相嗰阵咪可以着咯，你想试几多件都得。
好，唔好反口啊！着婚纱结婚系我一世人嘅梦想啊！